That's a fairly early flight back to Dallas. And so what we're going to do is we're going to flip-flop the recognition and the announcement of who's coming next month. We're going to flip-flop that with Mr. Mason's training. And so we're going to have him go next. And he's got some incredible stuff to share with you guys. And I'm so excited for this part of it. So hopefully you have something to take some good notes on. If you don't, hurry and pull it out. And if you ran out in the foyer to check on your kids or call your friends or get your daily horoscope, you need to turn your phone off now that you're back in the building, okay? So there are no distractions for the gentleman who's going to share this information. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, the introduction could go on for hours, but let's just call him our friend, Mr. Rip Mason!
Thank you. It's great to be back in Utah. Man, and Dave, thank you for having the snow. And me, without my skis. That's not going to happen next time, I can assure you. And even thank you all for coming out during the middle of your first winter weekend. And I know for some people, for instance, as I was driving with Dave here this morning, which was quite an experience. Reminded me of that old song, Slip, Slide, and Away. Anyway, it's really great to be here and to have a chance to be with such wonderful leadership and to meet so many new folks. Last night, when I got in, Dave picked me up at the airport. We went right to a dinner with your performance club leadership, and it was truly a wonderful evening. Had a chance to meet everyone, and we went through some question and answer, and hopefully I addressed the questions that were asked. But it really is a dynamic time in the history of this remarkable business. And I want to punctuate some of the remarks that Dave shared with you. And before I do, though, I got to tell you, I do this almost every weekend. Last weekend, I had tough duty. I had to be in Jamaica, man. And the weekend before, I was in New York. I'm here this weekend, of course. Next weekend, I'm with John Hoffman in Tennessee. The following weekend, I'm with Sean and Lauren Michael in Southern California for Thanksgiving week. I'm going to be doing presentations there in San Diego the next night, the Inland Empire, the night preceding Thanksgiving, Wednesday before Thanksgiving in Los Angeles. So I get to see so many wonderful leaders present. Dave, I want to thank you. That was a great presentation. Thank you. And nice of you to find your mom a job. For those of you that are very new to the company, I want to share with you just really rapid fire some statistics that really you don't see in the numbers. As Dave shared with you, we have 1.4 million families that currently enjoy this service throughout the United States and four provinces in Canada. But what that really represents, because remember, we cover both spouses in the household and we cover minor children up to age 23 if they're full-time college students, or for life, disabled members of the family that reside in the same household. And so that represents, in total, nearly 4 million individuals. Think about that. Dave shared with you a bit about our provider network. And this was a remarkable component for me when my friends at MidOcean Partners, who I've known for many years, asked me to come in 2 years ago September to be part of the diligence team taking a look at this wonderful business. I was a practicing lawyer. And, you know, when you're a lawyer, it's kind of like a virus. You can't get rid of it. It's, you know, there's no antidote. I resided at the time in a lovely little town in California called Beverly Hills. And my provider lawyer law firm there was Parker Stanberry. Now, Parker Stanberry is a 105-year-old firm in Los Angeles. And they have 65 attorneys in that law firm that only do one thing. That is work for Legal Shield members. 65 lawyers. Now, this law firm has been around, as I said, over 100 years. They represent some of the most marquee institutions in the state of California, including the Los Angeles Dodgers and including a number of the largest banks in the state of California. But they proudly tell everyone that their largest client is Legal Shield. Now, what does that mean? Yeah. What does that mean for our members' experience? What it means is our members get great representation. Great representation. I'll put a point on that. Right now we have 1,900 provider lawyers across the United States and in Canada. We have another 5,400 referral lawyers. Do you know what the average tenure of practice and admission to the bar is of those lawyers? 19 years of practice experience. These are not, for the new people in the room, these are not fresh-faced kids out of law school. I know I was one once, and I can recognize them. These are very seasoned professionals, experts in their subdisciplines of practice. And think about what that means. If you call your local provider law firm here, or if you call my provider lawyer, Parker Stanberry, when you call, and you call about a traffic matter, you get a traffic lawyer. If you call about a trust or a wills matter, you get an estate practitioner. Law is like medicine. There are subspecialties and disciplines here. It's not one size fits all. This is a very important component of our service proposition that really isn't developed. Now, what does it mean as we expand? Right now, there are over 34,000 companies in the United States and Canada that offer this same plan to their employees as either a fringe or a voluntary benefit. These are companies that have taken the time to understand the proposition. Why do they do that? Why do they do that? Companies don't want to spend money unless there's a return. They do that because nearly every American and Canadian, in fact, if you look around the room and you think what's going on in your life right now, all of us have something going on in our lives that resonates with legal issues. If it's a financial issue, I guarantee you there's a linkage to a legal consequence. In fact, in the United States right now today, you are three times more likely this year to need the services of a lawyer than you will need the services of a doctor. And yet everybody has medical insurance. This is the best undiscovered secret in America today. As my good friend Dave Savula says, you know, somebody came up with this great idea years ago. They got a bunch of people together and said, well, look, maybe one of us will get sick next month. Why don't we all chip in and we'll pay a little bit this month. And that way, if somebody gets sick next month, they can go to a doctor and not spend a lot of money. Medical insurance was born. Kind of the same thing happened with the rise of car insurance. And these massive companies grew up around it. Humana, Allstate, Geico, Progressive. I can go on and on and on. Well, guess what? Those companies did real well. And the people that founded those companies did even better. But you know what? That day is past. Okay? You can't invest in the discovery of the car insurance industry. You can't invest in the discovery of the medical care insurance industry. Right now, if we were having this meeting in Munich, Germany, where I had offices for many years, at least 80% of the people in the room would already have legal protection plans. 80% of the German population has a plan like the one we offer. Of course, ours is better. It actually is. Our penetration rate is less than 2%. The time is now for us and for our service. So when we came in, 22 months ago now, to take over the helm of this business, what we found was a company that offered a masterful service. I'll put a point on that again for the new people in the room. As I went into diligence, the legal plan, because I must tell you, as a practicing lawyer myself, there are times in life where a value proposition looks too good to be true. And as you see Dave's presentation, that occurs to a lot of people. This sounds too good to be true. So I went to Parker Stanberry, and, you know, law offices, the wood paneling and the beautiful furniture and the mahogany. And I walk in, and there's a conference table that's from here to the lobby. And they've got the nice china out with the coffee service and little cookies and cakes. And, And I'm there with two guys I didn't know who have now become very good friends, Bob Lopresti and Ron Smith, who are the supervising attorneys for those 65 practicing lawyers in that firm. And like most lawyers, I walk into a meeting, I'm pretty prepared, at least I think I am. And when I first started practicing law, I used to be a prosecutor, so I did a lot of trial work. So I came in with my easy questions, and I came in with my hard questions. And the whole thing as a lawyer is, you know, you set it up, and then you move in, and you probe, and you want to surprise and knock people off balance. So as we were in the presentation, they were doing a beautiful job. I said, hey, fellas, can I just ask you a couple of really quick questions? Oh, of course. Now's my chance. So I said, look, it was a Tuesday morning. How many calls did you guys get yesterday? Believe it or not, they had a call sheet there. They look at the bottom. 1,870 calls. That was the easy question. Here's the gotcha. How many of those calls did you return? He says with a grimace. They pull out a separate call sheet. All but three. Think about that. This is a service level that's unprecedented. We are dedicated to the proposition of fabulous service. That's why if you use your Legal Shield membership, it's not called a claim loss. You use your car insurance, what's going to happen? Your rates are going to move up. Your health care insurance, you're going to end up in scheduled risk, and you certainly do not want to use your life insurance. This is a very different proposition. And let me tell you, let me put a point on this. With one of the companies I ran almost 20 years ago in the network space, somebody had the divine wisdom that customer service should report to me. You know, I was on Wall Street. Customer service, we knew nothing about customer service. I'll tell you what, you called my office, you wouldn't get me for a week. And this is a very different proposition. As I walked into that call center in Ada, Oklahoma, and there were about 300 operators there, there were a couple things I noticed and a couple things that I noticed weren't evident. The first was most call centers are like this room with the doors closed. No windows, high ceilings, sound ricocheting all over, cubicles, everybody very tightly packed in. There's no personality. There's no warmth. The Ada call center was designed within the last decade, and every phone operator is within 50 feet of natural light of a window. It's built very long and narrow, and it's beautiful carpeting on the floor. The carpeting was picked out by the call center employees. Who does that? Great lighting, beautiful open workspaces. But here's the thing that you don't see. There's no digital readout. Typically, you go in these call centers, and it's like going to Cowboys Stadium. You know, there is a digital readout, average talk time, abandonment rates, calls in queue, and it's hurry, 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 push. Just the opposite. None of that is in evidence. Why? Because it's all dedicated to quality. We want those operators to stay on the line with our members until the members' call and concern is handled properly. This is very unique. And in fact, this doesn't happen anywhere in America that I've ever seen. Not just in network marketing. It's a very unique dedication to service. So on the one hand, we had this beautiful service proposition. On the other, we had this 40-year-old magnificent business that had grown up in this little tiny community and dedication to service. The only thing we thought we didn't have coming in was a branding that was commensurate with the excellence of the service. And the term prepaid, I think we'd all have to admit, means something probably different today than it meant 40 years ago when the company was set up. But you don't make a change on a 40-year-old New York Stock Exchange company in an ephemeral way. If we got this wrong right now, I'd be driving for Greyhound. Nothing wrong with driving for Greyhound, but I had other things in mind. And Alan would have been back in London. So instead, we did a big body of research. We spent several hundreds of thousands of dollars understanding what were the motivators, what were the keys, what were the types of words that linked this service. How could we mesh a new denomination and marry it up with a service of excellence? Well, last year in September 2011, and many of you were there, we revealed for the first time the moniker, the denomination, the branding of this new company. My business partners, who had spent $650 million on this company, had no idea what we were going to call it. There are only two people that really knew, and that was Alan and I. So let me take you back to that moment when this company in its present form emerged.
Every generation is born with a dream, with the notion of equality, with the freedom to make certain choices, to exercise certain rights, the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to pursue happiness. But it wasn't until Harlan Stonecipher was blindsided by a motor vehicle and hospitalized in 1969 that he realized it was money, not rights, that gained you access to our legal system. After depleting his life savings, defending himself against something he didn't do, Harlan Stonecipher was determined to make legal protection accessible to everyone, everywhere, no matter how traumatic or trivial the situation, so that no one would ever be blindsided again. And that's exactly what he did. It was the early 90s when an idea to create a proprietary network truly changed the game. It meant that instead of hundreds of good attorneys serving hundreds of customers, now there was one dedicated law firm serving thousands of members. And instead of attorneys waiting for work to get paid, they were prepaid. The business model for legal products was turned on its head, and a whole new scope and level of service was born. What had been a good product became a great product. And now, on-call advice went from being the privilege of the few to the right of the many. That's the product we sell today. How good does it feel to be able to offer that kind of service to your friends, your neighbors, your community? Our product is something to be proud of. It has stood the test of time. 40 years and 20 million times, our lawyers have been there to protect their clients, helping our 4 million users live their lives on their own terms. Our members fear nothing. The protection of our product is total. A shield that watches over them and their loved ones, protecting their rights, their freedom, and their future. Everyone, everywhere, deserves to wake up with peace of mind, feeling protected every day, every night, now and forever, by our new company, Legal Shield. Total access, total freedom.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a great event. And, you know, I think a lot of people thought that the branding, and of course, after the branding, we introduced the new flip chart and some of the new collateral and materials that have been developed and new training, that was the end. But it really wasn't the end. It was just the start. Because among the intriguing things that were disclosed throughout the research process is that about 70% of the population of the United States and Canada don't believe that a legal service product like this even exists. On the other hand, about 70% of the populations of the U.S. and Canada would love to buy a product like this if it did exist. So it's been our job to try and bring those points together. And as you probably know, we embarked on a series of television commercials and other endeavors to raise awareness. And right now we're just finishing up the first levels of testing. We ran significant advertisements throughout the Olympic Games, on the Today Show, the Tonight Show, Good Morning America, Monday Night Football, in places like Atlanta, Baltimore, Inland Empire, Charlotte, North Carolina, Phoenix, San Diego, Denver. And it's been very revealing because what we hoped to happen has indeed been happening. The associates in those communities have experienced an opportunity to sell greater increasing numbers of memberships and go out and reach new folks that come in as associates. But something else has happened, which is very interesting, is that same tide is bringing up others in our leadership ranks. And here's why, and I answered this last night, because someone asked the question. It's such a natural question. Well, when are you going to run a test in our geography? We're running a test in your geography right now, because if you take a look at your Rolodex, your contacts, take a look at your memory bank, going back to grammar school, folks you've known, other jobs you've had, people that are members of your family that have moved out of the area, I will guarantee you that if you don't have a business in Atlanta today, you can have one in there by mid-next week, because we don't have national boundaries or state and regional boundaries for any of our associates. You can go anywhere in this country and in Canada and pioneer and start a market presence. So during the course of next year, we'll be looking to expand the TV campaign. It's a big investment, but we think that raising of awareness is important. I want to make a couple of quick comments about network selling in general and compare and contrast our business with others. And this is a very, very important point. Dave very candidly shared with you the fact that he had been at four other network businesses before he discovered Legal Shield. And that's not an unusual experience. Our number one associate in Legal Shield in the U.S. and Canada is my good friend Dave Savula. Now, Dave Savula makes over $2 million a year as a consultant for Legal Shield. But before that, he had been at other network companies. A lot of people don't know that. But he left selecting this business as the one he wanted to dedicate his professional life to. In other network businesses, Alan and I ran a number of premier cosmetic and nutritional network companies. And, you know, let's say this was a lipstick. It'd be a pretty ugly color, by the way. But, okay, if you were selling a lipstick, at least 50% of the community understands how to use the darn thing. Okay? It's a very simple selling proposition. But what network businesses are really about is the following. If you join another network business that's selling nutritionals or supplements or cosmetics, by joining, you have an opportunity of buying this product at 50% of its recommended retail price, generally 50%. So if it's a $20 lipstick, you buy it for $10. So what happens? About 95% of the folks that join those companies are joining a discount buying club because they get an appreciable discount on a product. Now, compare and contrast that with our model, Legal Shield's model. In our model, whether you are a member or an associate, you pay the same price for the service. There is no discount for the service. What does that mean? There's only one reason to become an associate in this company, and that's because you want to sell the service to others. I suggest to you, in all honesty, that I think we are the only true direct selling company versus direct buying company in the U.S. today. It's an amazing distinction. And people are recognizing that, but they're also recognizing that we don't sell this. What we sell is intangible. And therefore, it takes a lot of training. It takes a knowledge. It takes a background, an understanding of what we offer. And once you've completed that basic training and you've completed Fast Start, you're on your way to that knowledge base. I was asked a very informed question by Dave last night, who asked me to compare and contrast the leadership in this company with others. There is no comparing and contrasting. There really isn't. I mean, I've seen the best at almost every company. And our leaders are far and away, not only are they the best in terms of their knowledge base, but they also have this sense of sharing. They don't care. Dave doesn't care what lineage you're from. In fact, Dave, I don't even know what lineage you reside in. And I've known you for a couple of years. We don't talk that way. We don't act that way. Because we recognize in our company that the success of one of us is the success of all of us. So we want to pull everybody up. And you will find, if you reach out to anybody sitting up here in the front row, or any of the managers, or any of the directors, or any of the senior associates in this room, that they are here to help you, to to help you be successful. And yeah, we do have, is that all set to go? We do have a lot of fun. I'll share with you, I was asked last night to share a quick piece of film with you. And I'll give you the short story. There's a very, very good friend of mine. His name is Oriol Servia. And Oriol happens to be one of the premier drivers on the Indy car circuit. And he also happens to be a Legal Shield associate. And I went with Oriol to the Indy 500. I spoke at the with the Dickens. I spoke with them at the Super Saturday. And, of course, the day after the Super Saturday was the Indy 500. And I actually went with Oriol. He rode in my rental car to go to the 500 to get in his race car and drive the race. True story, along with Michael Humes. And it was hysterical. So, but he finished fourth, by the way, in that race. And so one of the premier races that comes to the close to the conclusion of the season is in late September, mid-September, and it's the Baltimore Grand Prix. We have a lot of leaders that are in Baltimore. So I surprised a number of them and took them to the Grand Prix. Hang on just a second. I'll cue this up so we can look at it. It was a lot of fun, but there's such texture to this business, and I want to share with you something that I've recently learned, and you're going to be seeing more and more production work to support recent trends. in terms of communication and support of your brand. I happened to be invited. We did about a 9-month experiment with our good friends at Career Builders, who are just wonderful folks, and I got to know their CEO, Matt Ferguson, quite well. And Matt invited a group of CEOs to come down to Cabo. Tough work. Oh, sacrifices. And Matt put on this beautiful breakfast the first night, we got there. And as I walk into this breakfast, he's handing out these keypads that look like an old remote control. And I'm thinking, what the heck is this? And lovely food service and whatnot. And afterwards, there's about 70 or so of us in the room. He said, well, look, we're gonna ask you a couple of questions. And let's see how much you all know. And I'm thinking, well, okay. Our names all come up on a big screen. I said, oh, there's nowhere to hide. Now, I'm very, very happy to tell you that throughout the first section of the test, that your CEO was number one in the room. Don't applaud because it doesn't matter. It's stuff like, what's the GDP, what's LIBOR rate, what's the Fed's fund rate? I mean, things that I carry around, which is from my M&A days. But the second half was the really interesting part. It was all about technology and how things are developing. And this is the story I really want to share with you. I didn't do very well in the second half. There are certain trends that are underway now, and it was punctuated for me by the last question which he asked. And here's the question, and I'd like you to think about your answer. Don't shout it out. The last question Matt asked the room was, how many videos online do you think the average American looks at now in a month? Average American. That includes, you know, kids that are too young, a lot of folks that don't have access to the Internet or have a computer. Great story, Dave. And it also includes, you know, folks of my parents' generation that, you know, never had computers. And around the room, people plugged in their answers. And, you know, answers ranged from 5 to maybe a high 15 or 18 per month. The actual answer, how many videos online an average American watches per month currently in the United States, is 175. Now, I don't know what these people are doing, but they're not working. This is a dramatic trend, and this was the whole point of this gathering, is it's all moving so fast. People are not coming on the Internet to read any longer. They're coming on to engage and to experience. So recognizing that trend, we're trying to move with it. And you'll see things like that product video that Alan showed, which is super. It's 4 minutes, 45 seconds. It's animated. If you don't have it, get it. Watch it. It's very, very informative. And we've recognized a couple of other things. There are attributes that need to be recognized when you think about our service proposition. And trying to trap attributes when you're talking about we cover IRS audit, those are tough things to put together. But video, well done video, gives you permission and opportunity to do that. In fact, a real awakening for Alan and I occurred about a year ago now after the Dallas convention. Dave did such a masterful job showing you all the things that we do and that our service provides. But what we failed to recognize until a year ago was what our service does for you when it's not working at all. It creates a sense of peace of mind. It creates a sense of shield and protection of your family, as depicted in what has become now our iconic photo describing our business. And this is something that I suggest you're going to find very, very few services or products have as an underpinning of their business proposition. It really is remarkable. So with all these things in mind, the creative team set to work and put together a 2-minute, 22-second piece of video. Now, I carry my iPad all the time, and I carry it with me because I find when I do presentations, and this happened, I was covering a presentation with an associate at a major car company in Detroit. I'm not allowed to say that it was Ford. And I was with their president, and had a wonderful, again, they like to put out the good coffee in the China. It was nice. There was no Mountain Dew. And you know, we're finishing up, and I said, hey, by the way, do you have an extra couple minutes? I got a piece of film I'd like you to see. It has snippets of all three of our commercials. And, you know, after I'd spent all this time explaining our program, I put on this little piece of film I'm going to show to you in just a moment. And as soon as the music starts, starts nodding his head. And by the end of it, he goes, I get it. This is exciting. I get it. I'd like you to think about that as you watch this piece of film. Thank you.
So that's why I might not be around for the move.
I'm getting worried about the mortgage contract.
Don't worry, Legal Shield's on it.
Hey guys, if you found a few mistakes in your loan, you'll definitely save some money.
Wow.
Hey, no sweat.
Indeed, it was that recognition of the fact that this product works for you when it's not working. That's why we changed the moniker to Worry Less, Live More. And likely in a few years it'll change to something else, because that strap line gives us unlimited possibilities as things come up in life to address people's needs. It really is absolutely a marvelous time to be part of this business. For the new folks in the room today, coming out on a snowy Saturday, thanks for taking time from your family and friends to spend some time with us. We think that what's happening here is not only exciting in terms of protection it gives you and your family, and the opportunity financially it creates should you elect to become an associate and move up through our leadership ranks, but importantly for many of us, there is something that's profound that's happening here. And I spoke with your leaders last night about this and had an opportunity in Oklahoma City in September to speak at length about, for me, what this company means. Because as a practicing lawyer, I saw firsthand the disadvantage of people that weren't able to have quality legal representation. And for centuries, for almost 2.5 centuries, our country has struggled with a definition of justice, and was couched in its formative documents in phrases like equality. I suggest to you that without equal access, there is no equal justice. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of what we think is going to be a very exciting time that people many years from now will be hearkening back to as a decisive moment in the history and development of this company. A real honor to be here in Utah. Thank you very much.
All right. Apologize we didn't have time for everyone to get access to this today, but as much as Mr. Mason likes skiing, we're going to try to get him back here at a time where we can take him out on the slopes. But you're obviously familiar with Utah. I don't know if you all knew this, but he used to spend quite a bit of time here. Actually, I had to stay up at Sundance quite a bit up there, and so he's very familiar with the beautiful areas that we have here in the state of Utah. So we've got a little something for your coffee table.
Wonderful.
Or maybe for, you know what, this would look really good in the lobby of the corporate offices there in Dallas.
That's a great idea.
Right there on the coffee table.
That's a great idea.
So when everyone around the nation comes to visit, they'll see that your favorite place that you keep the book in is Utah. Yeah, that's a great place. So I'm expecting to see this on the coffee table right there. But we passed it around and let some people just throw a few little thoughts in there and stuff of just saying thanks for coming out here. And for those of you that didn't sign it, you can sign it next September after convention. Just walk from the American Airlines Center right over to Rip's office, and it'll be on the coffee table there in the foyer. So you can sign it there. All right? All right, you can fit that in your carry-on thing. So I'm going to run into the airport. We're going to turn the next part over to Mr. Mark Udy for recognition. Give it up for Mr. Mark Udy.
I'll just put up your carry-on thing.
All right, first thing we want to do is recognize and bring to, again, let's give a hand for Mr. Mason as he's leaving the room. Thank you so much. It's a rare opportunity to have the CEO of a company come and visit with such a phenomenal group of people who get to see him firsthand present, and so congratulate you all for being here. We're going to invite a couple people up really quick at first to talk about a few things. So we're going to have our Smart Village trainer for the state of Utah come up and talk about what he's got going on.
Good size, huh? Good iron. There's a flyer out front to make sure that you take advantage of the next small business training. How many people in here have taken the training? Awesome. One of the best things is we just got new books. I don't know. They say Legal Shield on them. I don't know whether it's new inside or not. It looks like the same book to me. I'm just going to be honest, right? Rip's gone, right? Okay. But anyways, the training is very very informative. The other thing you really want to understand is the better trained you are, the more you'll understand. Is Robin here today? Where's Robin? Robin just sold his first plan after our class last night. And he said, you know, it's funny, this is the third time I've been to training and I finally got it. So some people are denser than others. I don't know what to say. I'm just kidding. A week from today is the next training. Make sure you get registered. We should have enough books, not a problem. How many people in here have ever met the attorneys at the law firm? How many people have never? Okay. One of the things you want to do is you want to get to know your law firm. That's the product we sell. And a long time ago, I had a standing relationship with a law firm for a lot of years, and I know it's not part of my responsibility, but if you notice, there's a green flyer out on the table, and it says, have you met your attorneys? How would you like to have an attorney go through what is a will, what is a trust, what is an AB trust, what is an irrevocable trust, what is all the other stuff on the basis, all the other stuff for your members? Do you think your retention would go up? Let me explain to you, when I started this about 6 years ago, what happened. We run these events just prior to a briefing, so 6 to 7, and we'll get to the exact location. We'll have one in Sandy, we'll have one in Layton, and they're going to be in January. Kind of start off the new year with your resolutions. The other thing that's really neat about it is I would invite members that were not associates to come at 6 to 7. They would then see the attorney go through this great information. And after they went through this great information, I would invite them to stay afterwards for the briefing to learn how to be able to refer this to their friends and get paid because they were going to use it anyways. Every single time I did that, I recruited a new associate. So what I'm going to tell you right now is you want to plan for this and pack the room. Because I'm going to tell you, if you get members here, your retention rate will go through the roof, but more importantly, your business will go to another level too. So we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Turn the time back over to Mr. Udy.
We would also next like to bring up our group trainer now. This is, well, I'm just going to let her come up and just give it up for Miss Deanne Foster. I wasn't sure how to do that.
What were you going to say, though?
I didn't know.
That kind of was bugging me, what you going to say. Okay, we've got group school coming up. For those of you that may not be aware, we can offer our services as employee benefits for employees. Employee benefits for employees. Cool, huh? But in order to do that, you have to be group certified. You have to be trained. And so we've got a two-day training coming up November 30th and December 1st, the last day of November and the first day of December. Don't forget. You can get details for that in your back office under training, and also on UtahLegalShield.com will have the details for that. Now, if you pre-register for that, you're going to save yourself a lot of money, so make sure that you do that. Now, this is if you want to do a retake, if you've already taken it, but you want to get a refresher, or if you just are curious, you may not want to be working in the group division, but would be smart for you to know what it's all about, because you may know some people that would be very good at that. And if you're successful in group marketing, you're marketing a whole lot of memberships, and that can mean a whole lot of overrides for you if you've got people on your team that are working in that group division. So be sure and check out the details and come and join us for group school. Thanks.
Awesome. All right, y'all ready for some recognition? Yes? I got the deer in the headlight look. Are we still awake? All right, let's bring up our state leadership first. From the northern part of the state, the regional managers, Mr. Ryan and Kate Burns. My portion of today is done. Recognition is probably the biggest thing that we all look for. It's those people. If you're looking for a workout partner, you're looking for somebody to work with, you're looking for some help in your business, you've got questions to ask, see those people because they're obviously doing the deal. Now, I get the privilege of introducing the trainer for the rest of the afternoon. And he really needs no introduction here in the state of Utah. We all know who he is. He's reached the very top level, six-figure income earner with the company. So if you would all, get onto your feet and welcome to the front of the room, Mr. Ryan Burns.
Good. All right. So when I was told that Rick Mason had to go to the airport and they wanted me to cover a few minutes of information, I was like, really? You're going to throw me on stage after Rick Mason? That's not quite, that's not very fair. But then they told me that I get to use Patrick Hodges' information for the training, and I thought that that's great. And a lot of the associates know who I'm talking about when I say Patrick Hodges. Patrick Hodges has an incredible background working with companies like Sears, becoming one of their top sales guys in the entire company, transferred to a company called Bose Sound System, and he was responsible for training with Bose Sound System. And then, you know, when you go to a company like Bose, you don't usually leave when they offer you a package to go to Bose, but somehow MidOcean Partners and Legal Shield approached him and realized what kind of talent he could bring to the table as far as the training platform goes for our company. And, you know, he made that courtesy flight to come and see the information and basically tell them that he's not leaving Bose, and he's obviously here today because he, as well as many of us, saw the vision of our company. And they've now established something they call the Legal Shield Learning Center. I'm really excited about that because it makes it so easy for us to share the information of how to move this business forward. But I want to kind of highlight a few of the things that Mr. Mason went over that I think are really important. I think every associate here in this business, especially if you're growing an organization, building a company, you're going to notice that the people that are having the most momentum and success and the money that's flowing into their account, it's not really so much because they've become such an amazing speaker, because they've become such an eloquent this or that. It's because they've put in the work and the time, and they've learned how to share stories of other people using the membership and the stories and success that they've had in their business, those little moments of triumph. And anytime I've seen Mr. Darnell Self, who some of you maybe can correct me, but I believe he's had 48 people now in his organization break the six-figure income. So 48 people breaking a six-figure income. I mean, it's one thing to say that you've been able to take your family's income to a six-figure income, but Mr. Darnell Self has been able to take over 48 families to a six-figure income. And one of the ways he did it, and it's really the basis of what you're going to see here in the training along with so many of the other leaders, as he was able to get this information starting from the ground floor with people that you know. I thought it was interesting when he came out to the Arizona event that he pointed out, at that time I think it was 43 six-figure income earners on his team, he said 42 of them came from his list. That means he made a list of people that he knew, and he started sharing the information with them, and 42 of the six-figure income earners came from his list. And now that intimidated me because I was thinking, well, I certainly don't have 42 people on my list that are responding that way. But then he explained it a little further. He said 42 of those six-figure income earners came through my list. None of them were on it. And, Jenny, my friend from high school that just got started working with us today, she asked me a question, the same question I asked when I got started, was what happens when I'm done talking to the people that I know? And, we've learned here in this business, if you've been here for a while, two or three people can network the world. And that's not the only way you can go about doing this business. We have an amazing benefits program that you can take into companies, and things like that. But whichever direction that you decide to go in this business, whether it's sharing it with companies or whether it's growing an organization and surrounding yourself around people who might have skills in some of those areas that you may not have, a lot of the wealthy people in the world, that's what they've done. They've surrounded themselves around a successful team. But I love this training that they put together for us. Starting today, moving forward today, start capturing your story. I'll share a little bit of my story when I got started working with the company. My family had the services for 14 years. They had no idea of how to make money with the company. They just had used it for all kinds of things, like when they were audited by the IRS, they had a $400 tax attorney helping them out. When they had a $95 Blockbuster charge from a movie they never rented, that are a series of movies they never rented that never got returned. I remember them calling an attorney over that issue. Now, how many of you are calling an attorney over a Blockbuster, issue? None of us are doing that. But my father had used the attorney for so many things, and so when somebody introduced me to this company, it was kind of an ironic thing when I made that connection that, oh, this is the service that my dad has used for the last 14 years. Now, the person who invited me was a friend I hadn't talked to in 3 months. In fact, it was a friend I only knew for about 6 months. We went to school together at the University of Utah in one of our psychology classes. She simply called me up and said, "Hey, Ryan, I have something I'd like to show you. You honestly may or may not be interested, but she said there's going to be some free food there." And so I said, "Oh, well, you should have started with the free food. I'll come for that." Right? So I came and I took a look at the information and I decided to get started, not because I was looking to change my life, not because I was looking to completely rearrange my future. I was one of those guys that wanted to make an extra few dollars for my car payment. And so I got started working with the company. But what I found out was 4 months into the business, this thing was paying me more doing it part-time than my full-time job. Got a little more serious at that part. 6 months in the business, I made an exit plan. Has anybody put in a two-week notice when you're really ready to move on in your life? I put in that two-week notice, and I moved on. And I was able to walk out of those doors. I remember that last day, knowing that my future, I get to set my own schedule. That I didn't have to, I got to wake up when I was done sleeping, not when my alarm clock went off. You know, I tell people that. But the truth is, I actually started waking up earlier because I was excited about my day. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, you're not waking up because you have to. You're waking up because you're excited about what you're creating. And I can tell you, 2 months after I went full-time with the business, I had my first $8,000 month. I mean, that was pretty exciting, obviously. Now, I was 24 years old at that time, and I blew all $8,000 of it that month. So pretty much, I don't know how I did that, but I didn't know how money works. I didn't realize how easy it was to blow that kind of money. But 2 months later, I had my first $10,000 month, and somehow I blew all that money, too. But I was having a lot of fun with it, you know. But my point is that's the story that a lot of people hear about my story. We made $68,000 my first year. But the story that I like to share when I'm doing a training is not the 4 months forward. I like people to see what can happen from some tenacity and some active hard work. But the story really was those first 3 months. And that's why I spend time on it, because I think most of us, whether you've been in the business for 3 days or 3 years, and you're trying to create that breakthrough that you want for your family, because you've seen so many other people do it here in this business. I mean, one of the things that got me was I saw there was over 400 people in this business making a six-figure income from home. And if you've ever been to a national convention, you watch some of those people walk stage. I mean, I don't mean to de-edify myself by saying this, but you start thinking, man, if that guy can do this, I can do this, right? And you start really feeling like there's so many normal people just like myself who can do this. And so I stuck around. But those first 3 months, I made about $300 my first month. About $280, which was great because that was $280 extra on top of my full-time job, right? Now, my second month, I put in a lot more work. I started understanding the system a little bit more. And my second month, I made $300. And I was kind of frustrated about that. Is it okay if I'm honest with everybody today? I was a little frustrated. I was thinking, man, I put in a lot of work for $300, but hey, you know, I can see the potential someday, right? You start saying that. The third month, I put in even harder work, more work, and I started understanding the system a little bit more, and I made about $300. And that's when that little voice started coming in. You know, maybe this isn't for you. Maybe this is not. Maybe you're not cut out for this. Maybe this is for people like that guy on stage. Maybe this is. Does anybody know you? You talk to yourself? Some of you are like, no, I don't. That's the one. That's what I'm talking about. Right? But I started having those conversations. And, you know, fortunately, I had a sponsor that I can say did one thing very, very well. She had about 2 weeks of experience in the business. So every time I called her and asked her how to do something, she said, I don't know, but there's a training going on, or there's a briefing, or you can call this number, corporate. That's about all the answers I got, right? But I learned that there was an amazing phone number that I can call that had 700 employees, and they were there to answer any questions that I have. If you're not on a regular routine calling this number, you probably don't know that it exists, or you don't know how useful it is, or you're not active enough. Let me tell you that number so you can write it down. And this is my rule of thumb for new associates. If you or your team market a membership, call corporate and ask them about it the next day. Because you're going to learn how much it paid out. Why did it pay out this much? You know, I remember one day I made $425. You know, it was about 4 months in, kind of figuring things out. $425, and I was thinking, man, I thought they should only pay me $250. I don't know if I want to call in and ask. Maybe they made a mistake, you know. But I could call in and I could ask and they could break down, you know, exactly what happened, you know. So that number is 580-436-7424. 580-436-7424. I called that number, I guarantee, probably 5 to 7 times a week for my first year. All the time. But I was also working this business all the time. I'd have a membership process. I would find out what it would take to get that associate their first pay raise. Because my sponsor couldn't tell me it, and the person above that had over 10,000 people in his organization. And to be honest, I was a little intimidated to call him. And I didn't call him. I had my first $2,000 month before I had one real conversation with him. My point is I use the system that you're about to see here. I don't know what that is. It's not my computer. Okay. But I didn't have a sponsor showing me. So I have a lot of people that will sometimes say, you know, my sponsor didn't do this, or my sponsor didn't do that. But I really want to point out to everybody, it's not about your sponsor. You are the CEO of your company. You've got amazing numbers and resources that you can call that can give you that assistance that you need. And that's what I did. I was able just to call those numbers, and I was able to put in the work. But the real thing is those first 3 months, I was failing at this business at a much higher rate than most people were next to me. I got a lot more no's than a lot of people were getting now next to me. And I learned how to do this business wrong a lot faster than a lot of people who are next to me. And sometimes I say, sometimes you just got to go screw this thing up enough and you'll start getting it right over some time. Right? Isn't that Dave Cibula? Go do 2 presentations a day. 30 days later, you've done 60 presentations, or you screwed up 60 presentations. You probably figured out how to do a good presentation by then. Right? But he's the number one income earner in the company, you know, so there's got to be some truth to that. I don't know if everybody's willing to take that journey unless you have the right vision. And with Mr. Rip Mason coming into town, I'm just thinking of all the people I wish I would have urged a little bit harder to get in front of him for those few minutes. And the credibility that he established that gave each one of us the opportunity to stand 10 feet tall and bulletproof. It's all about your belief in the vision. For me, I saw 400 people making a six-figure income, and I know that I might not be good at this right now, but I can get good at it. So I kept on going at it. But that third month, that's when that voice started coming, and at that point I started... thinking that I wasn't going to go to the event that they had a particular night, that I had not missed one time in that first 3 months. But I decided to go because my sponsor called me up and asked me if I needed a ride or anything. 3 months in, she was still doing that, even though I hadn't missed an event. And so, she did that right. And I showed up that night. And I saw a training that night where I laughed, I cried. I saw somebody who had a background that you would think normally wouldn't have the type of success that he had, 4,000 square foot house down in there in Arizona. And he was just so funny, and he was a young guy that I could relate to, because at first I was thinking, man, I could understand how these professional business owners and these guys who've had business experience could have success, but what about a young 24-year-old kid like me? Maybe not. But this guy, he had that story, and he was having that success. And it was that moment when I realized that I could not come to another event like this without somebody that I care about or a new business partner sitting next to me. And I was saying the same thing probably to people, but here's the big difference. My belief, I actually believed what I was creating because I saw a story from somebody that I believed and that I could relate to. And it was that moment. The very next month, I broke $2,000, which doesn't sound like a lot to some people, but guys, that was an extra. That was on top of full-time job $2,000. And it was, yeah, absolutely. It was exciting. That was huge. And so that's the story that a lot of people don't hear. You hear our success where we broke into the six-figure income. Guys, you don't hear those first 3 months. And if that's in the first 3 years or the first 3 days, it doesn't matter. We all are going through that story at a different pace in our life. Don't ever compare yourself to somebody who's sitting next to you. I mean, you've got gentlemen like Brian Crothers who broke, what, $249,000 in his first 12 months? You've got the Millias who broke, $250,000 their first 12 months? I mean, imagine if you're comparing yourself to people like that. There's a lot of people who can come out of the gates. But what I found out is if you might not be it, but if you can find one like it, you can still make a lot of money, right? So I want to jump in to this training. I think as I was going through it, one of the things I liked the most is that first 3 months, what are the questions that you're asking yourself all the time? You're asking yourself, what do I say? How do I talk to people? What happens when I run out of my list? You're asking yourself all these questions. Well, here's the system that we want every person in this room to understand and to be able to implement. This is what I'm going to talk about. We're going to talk about the incentives right now that are on the table for new associates, incentives for all associates. So there's a sentence specifically for anybody who gets started from a few months ago up until the convention. I'm going to talk about those. The new recruiting calls that I've used several times. I know Kate, with a lot of the recruits that she had, I think she had 5 or 6 recruits last month. I believe 3 of them came from these recruiting calls. Somebody putting down $149 after hearing one of these recruiting calls that Mr. Tony Petrell put down. You got performance goals right now. Tony's tips that we're going to talk about, contacting and inviting, knowing exactly what to say and how the whole flow of the conversation can go. Local, regional, and national events. And then we're going to talk about an action plan that we can take immediately to start making additional income for each one of us. Incentives for new recruits. For all new Fast Start junior associates who start between September 1st. So how many people in the room do we have that have started this business after September 1st? Please show your hands. All right, so now specifically I'm talking to you. These apply to you. And some of you have already gotten your first pay raise and you don't even know you can take advantage of some of these things. So hopefully we can point some of these out to you. Enroll one new member and receive access to the benefits program. A lot of us know that. That's how you can get discounts. Has anybody got one of their access cards from the Holiday Inn and all that stuff? Can you just hold it up? This is one of the coolest cards ever. This is just part of the benefits program. So right there. So basically, when you go to a hotel, you don't even really have to tell them ahead. But when you go to pay, that thing's linked to your credit card. And because you're part of the benefits program with Legal Shield, when you swipe it, it can give you up to a 40% discount off your night stay. Imagine you have a $100 bill for a couple nights, and all of a sudden it says 60. You got the person sitting behind the calendar, the counter is thinking, what is this card? I don't even get a discount like that. Guys, that's just for being part of the company. You know, I think we could sell our benefits program for $1,000, but it's just free. It just comes along with people being an associate. Discounts off your cell phone bills, prescription drugs, and things like that. You get recruit one new Fast Start associate with the membership, and you earn a free registration to the Oklahoma City Convention. Do you guys realize how huge that is? My first convention was Oklahoma City. And that was exactly when I quit my job, 6 months in. And I might not have realized that I probably quit my job maybe a little early, but fortunately, I went to that national convention that same day. So I was able to see how to treat this business like a business. Isn't that the problem that we really see people, either making it or not? If you treated this like a real business, you know what? Let me even take a step back. If you treated this like a real part-time job, does anybody know some people who have a full-time job with kids and to meet some financial needs, they went off and got another part-time job, 16 to 20 hours a week extra? Anybody know somebody like that? Now, if that person showed up 5 minutes late to work a few nights in a row, do they still have that part-time job usually? No. Like, you're 5 minutes late, you're fired in a lot of jobs. Some jobs, anybody ever, like, you only get like 3 per quarter or something? Yeah, and if you're like 1 minute late, that's one of your 3. Some of you guys are laughing, nodding your head. You're like, yeah, I had a job like that. But you might not work your business for 2 weeks here in Legal Shield, and you're wondering why it may or may not work, right? But what if you could commit to showing up on time, but you've got to set the time, right? That's the blessing of our business, and it's also the curse, is we've got to make that time. But if you just recruit one new Fast Start associate and you earn a free registration to that convention. Now, that costs normal associates anywhere from $100 to $150 for that ticket. And most of the associates, who just got back from the Dallas convention? Who was just there? Right? Tell me what, it wasn't an incredible event. You know, and now we're going on to the Oklahoma convention. And I remember I went to that event. I approached 30 people on my team at that time. And I asked them to come with me because I heard it. We would learn a lot and it'd be a great thing. And I had 30 people tell me, can't make it, can't afford it, can't take off work. All 30. Not one of them. I had a few said, I'll think about it, I'll try. What does that usually mean? Not happening. So I had 30 people tell me they couldn't make it down to Oklahoma. And so I said, okay, I'll go. Well, I came to a Super Saturday just like this, and I was able to see somebody talking about what the convention did for them. And almost a training of how dare you not put every ounce of your heart and soul to help your team get to that convention when you know these can be the results for the people who go with a serious attitude to learn. And so I went back to the 30 people, and I had 5 people change their mind simply because I had a different posture and intensity about it. I had 5 people say that they would go to the national convention with me. Now, my first 6 months, I had about 30 people in my organization. I got 5 people to come to Oklahoma City with me. In the next 6 months, we had about 600 people in my organization. In 6 months. And let me tell you the big kicker of this story. A lot of you have heard it before, but I want everybody in the room who hasn't to understand this. 550 of those new recruits came from the 5 that came with me. Not from the 25 that said, hey, come back and tell me how it was. Come back and teach me what you learned. And so I learned that this right here that $150 barrier to a new person, guys, it's gone. I think that deserves a round of applause. Gone. That's free. We had to come up with the $150. And I'll tell you what, those five people, we drove in one car 20 hours to Oklahoma. I don't know what they ate the night before, but it wasn't good. I'll tell you that. We linked up with a couple other associates. I think we had 12 or 13 associates in one two-queen bedroom. We had, we brought all the sleeping bags. I had dibs on the bathtub. I mean, it was a packed room. We definitely broke fire code, but nobody caught us, so it was all good, right? But we got there. We were all got there on a tight budget, but we made it. And you know, I can tell you from those five people, from that what we built, we've made hundreds of thousands of dollars from that core group that got my business up and going. It was 2 months after that when you hear my story. Now you're really hearing the story, because could I have made the decision not to go to that convention? Guys, I'll tell you, most associates, every time that comes up, they're thinking, should I go? I don't know if I can afford it, right? But I was that person. But for some reason, I was plugged in the system just enough to say, okay, I'll sacrifice. I'll just go on faith. And I made it. I can tell you, my story would be entirely different if I didn't make it to that convention. If I didn't make it to that Super Saturday that gave me the intensity to go back to my 30 and find the other five, my story would be completely different today. Maybe I would have stuck around long enough. I don't know. But that's just my point. Is this promotion, I remember they threw out a promotion. It was a $5,000 bonus if you did a lot of recruiting. It was a lot of work. But I remember they threw out $5,000. I was like, I am not leaving $5,000 on the table. I went and got that $5,000. I went and got that $5,000 bonus. So when you hear my $8,000 month 8 months in, I made $3,000 plus a $5,000 bonus. But from the people that I recruited during that promotion and got to the convention, the next one, that's what I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars on. I thought I was chasing a $5,000 bonus. I didn't realize I was creating a business that was going to pay me for the rest of my life. So I was jumping over my dollars to get my dime, and I didn't realize the real money was in the business partners and the relationships that I was building and the learning that I was going through. So understand, when they throw out a promotion like this, I'll take a promotion like this over a $5,000 promotion any day, because I understand learning how to train a true professional who's going to be on your team. Guys, if you really look at all you've got to do to go and get the six-figure ring, do you know the average six-figure ring earner, the new ones, the ones that just break over that six-figure barrier, only have 15 people qualifying for Players Club? For Performance Club. Man, that is gone. Absolutely. So 15 people. Can some of you find 15 people who wouldn't mind to have a BMW paid for and trips for the rest of their life every single month part-time on the side? We're talking 15 people. Does it take some work to find somebody who's serious and be committed and consistent? Absolutely it does. But promotions like this, getting to that national convention, make sure you get registered. If you get Fast Start qualified, you get promoted to the associate level, plus you earn 50 bonus bucks. Now, bonus bucks, you've got these pens that say Legal Shield on them. You've got these coffee mugs that you can buy. You've got all kinds of materials, selling materials, gift materials from Legal Shield. You have 50 bonus dollars that's just given to you when you Fast Start qualify. So every new associate that's Fast Start qualified in the room that joined after September 1st, call up, go get your stuff. Go get your pens, your papers, your materials, your gifts that you want to do. Just get it. It's really cool. That's just an extra thing that's thrown on the table for us. Incentives for all associates to take advantage of. For all associates who recruit four or more new Fast Start recruits, new junior associates between that same from September, October, November, and December. If you do 1 month, guys, you go get four recruits. Now, break it down. That's one a week. Four recruits. Then they'll give you 50 DVDs for free. They'll just send them out to you. Now, you can always buy the DVDs yourself for $2 out here. If you buy them in bulk with your team, you can get them down for about a dollar a piece if you buy over 100. But you get 50 for free if you go and get four recruits in 1 month. Now, 50 DVDs. You heard Dave Hall's story. He handed a DVD to a guy at a car wash. That DVD made it to a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who eventually, you know, got me started in the business. There are so many stories. Where's Will? Is Will still in the room? Coolest story. Yeah, there he is. right there, Will. I think that's such an amazing story. Will, I just got a call from a friend of mine out in San Francisco. She's a six-figure ring earner, and she says, hey, I've got a friend of mine who just took a look at the DVD, and sounds like he's pretty interested. He'd like to come out to one of your events. I talked to Will. Will, you came to lunch with us, right? We had a good time over that lunch. Now, Will, how long did you have that DVD at your house? 5 years. Okay. He was doing some spring cleaning, and he found the DVD. He's like, what's this? And then you watched it, right? Do I got the story right? And then he said, this is cool. And he looked at the label that was on the DVD, and he's like, and he called Kai. And he said, hey, I liked your DVD that you sent me 5 years ago. Right? So get your DVDs, guys. That's a really cool story. Especially when you start breaking down that compensation plan and seeing how much money you can make from getting some good business partners with you. 2 months, if you qualify for 2 months, so say, guys, you start this month and next month, then not only do you get 100 DVDs, but you also get your free registration ticket to Oklahoma. So now any associates, even if you've been in the business, can get that free ticket to Oklahoma. 3 months in a row, you'll not only get your free ticket to Oklahoma, but you'll also get your international summit and 2 nights at the host hotel. Host hotel's a blast. That's where you get to go hang out with the Michael Humes who you saw driving the race car and the Darnell Selfs and the Rip Masons. You get to go spend some time right there in the lobby hearing these guys telling war stories about their business. I remember Lucas Hill. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. We get out of the elevator. And we're walking out, and Brian Carruthers, who's hit the $1.7 million a year income, he walks into the elevator, and Luke Hill turns around, and he walks right back into the elevator. We were laughing so hard, but just to spend that time around people who have what you want, guys, it's awesome. And the fact that the company's willing to pay for it. If you go 4 months in a row, so you would have had to get four recruits last month, right? Crabtrees, I'm sure you guys are probably thinking about these types of promotions here. 4 months with you get 200 DVDs, free registration, international summit, 2 nights hotel, and they'll pay for your plane ticket, right? So the company's throwing out promotions like this to go and get us in front of that information to build, to build your knowledge and your belief in this company. The rules are they have to be new, so never seen before in the Legal Shield system, and they have to be a membership and a fast start recruit, so both. And the count will be given to recruit, not the recipient. So if I recruited somebody and I placed them underneath, I placed somebody underneath Jeff, then I would get credit for it, even though I put the person on Jeff's team where he could make the overrides from having that person. All right, those are the rules there. The new recruiting calls. This is one of my favorite things that Tony Petrell is doing. The very first person I put on the parent call, just to test it out, paid $149 right after that. She signed up. I think that's an awesome story. Pre-recorded targeting recruiting calls. Right now, calls recorded live, all right? So they every couple weeks, they do a live recording. It includes a brief membership and opportunity presentation from Tony Petrell, Legal Shield Vice President of Sales. This is a guy who makes over $50,000 a year with his Legal Shield business, whether he really works it or not, because that's an as-earned income for him. In other words, whether he does not market a membership or not, could you imagine $20,000-plus being dropped into your bank account every single month, whether you work or not? You know there's only 22 pay drops a month, right? When you're figuring out your ring, you realize you got to make $8,300 a month. That's $370 a day, right? To make $250,000, every pay drop has got a comma in it pretty much. Imagine making $1,000 every single day that you're getting paid with the company. That's Tony Petrell. And not only that, but he's got such great retention as well. But here he is, and if you listen to the call, how many of you have heard the call? Okay, a few of us. You guys take the flip chart. He's going through the flip chart page by page. If you want to learn the presentation from somebody who's marketed thousands of memberships, pay attention. If you want to go to a coffee shop, put the phone up to their ear, listen to it together, whatever, you can flip through the flip chart listening to these calls. Literally, you're not saying anything. But they're hearing 7 to 8 testimonials of people that were parents, very busy, making a six-figure income. Right now, the one it includes testimonials from actual Legal Shield associates, there will be about 1 to 2 calls every single month. Past calls will be archived for at least 60 days. In other words, I love that parent call. So if I run into a parent and I'm doing a sit-down with them, sometimes I could just pull out my phone and have them listen to the parent call for 20 minutes and ask them what they like best. Now, how much experience do I need to be able to hand the phone and dial a number to somebody? Nothing. You can do it today. I'd suggest doing it today. All right, new recruiting calls. November recruiting call is November 1st through 14th. It's targeting the military. Does anybody know somebody in the military? We got, what do we got coming up on Sunday? Veterans Day, right? It is a focus on military, and that's why we're doing it. So if you know somebody who's served in the Army, Navy, Marines, whatever, or maybe currently serving, guys, have them listen to that 15-minute call and watch how impressed they are of all the successful military people that are cause-oriented. Isn't it the cause? You guys, if you want to really grow your business, there's two elements you need to focus on. One is obviously building your financial dreams, building your future. The other one is the crusade of our company. If you're not focused on your dreams and focused on the crusade of our company, learn more about it. Listen to a talk like Rip Mason. There's a few things that I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, but when I was new, the other thing was is the credibility of our company. You know, this is not a lotion, potion, powder, or pill that somebody can knock if they're really educated about it, right? You guys all agree? You know what I'm saying here? They're not paying $600-$700 to get involved to order an auto ship. We've got a service that's one of the top requested employee benefits in the entire country. And when you hear a person like Rip Mason, I hope you guys all got some notes, because I got some good stuff I'm going to be using probably every day that Rip Mason said, and this is why I say that. When I hear somebody like Rip Mason, I think this guy was an extremely successful litigation attorney, one of the most expensive attorneys you can find. Not only was he a litigation attorney, but he owned a law firm. You think he's not carefully thought out every word that he says when he's on a stage? Guys, he knew he had about 30 minutes with us. Every word that came out of his mouth, I guarantee he has carefully thought about and why he's saying it. And I think one of the biggest things that can help anybody growing their business is knowing the type of company that you represent. Here's just a few notes that I will probably share regularly. We have over 1,900 provider law firms throughout the country. That sounds pretty impressive to me. 5,400 referral attorneys. I'm sorry, provider attorneys. Thank you. 5,400 referral attorneys. 19 years of average tenure. That's crazy. We currently serve 34,000 companies right now that offer it as a fringe or an optional payroll deduct benefit. That's not a company that just started up last week. Right? 34,000 companies, including companies like, that's just amazing. Is there a good Deanne DeBell or Deanne Foster? Can you throw out five or, four or five companies that our company serves that maybe other people would recognize their names? And Deanne Foster, I know she does that. Michelin Tire. Has anybody heard of Michelin Tire? Right? We represent them, right? Maybe another one? What's that? That's it? Del Monte, right? UPS, Overstock.com, the state of Louisiana, government employee benefit, Disney. Guys, do you think these companies like Disney just make a decision on some startup company? You know, we'll go ahead and let them represent us. Guys, you work for a credible, amazing company, and Alan and Rip Mason understands that is a very important piece of your business to understand. This is a very reputable company. All legal problems, all financial problems in some way are usually tied to some sort of legal situation. Everybody has a legal situation going on. I know it's not exactly how he said it, but in 2013, you are three times more likely to need legal assistance than you will to go to the hospital. Tell me that ain't a huge... I don't know if that just hit me. I was a huge... I've heard it before. Our CEO ran a law office in Munich, Germany. I'm telling you guys, write that one down. That was a good one. And he said, in Munich, 80% of people already have a legal plan. If I'm talking the opportunity to somebody in our business, I'm letting them know, in places like Munich, Germany, our CEO had a law firm out there. 80% of the population there had a legal plan of some kind. We're less than 2% in the U.S. What do you think is going to happen? Look what happened to auto insurance, life insurance, health insurance. What do you think might happen here with legal? You guys, you're in front of that, if you understand how significant that is. 70% of the people don't think this product exists. 70% would buy it if it did. That's a big one. All right? Those are just some credibility things. I know when somebody hits me, I remember I learned the credibility, guys. It's big. I hope you all get good notes, and you maybe have even a page dedicated to credibility for your. If it's not anything more than just for yourself. But if you can master a little 5-second, 10-second line that might help you, I remember when I heard somebody say, and I guarantee anybody who's ever heard me do a presentation, you've heard me say this every single time up to this date. When I'm talking about Kroll, you know, we're involved in a couple of companies. One of them is Kroll, K-R-O-L-L. These are the same guys that do all the high security clearance checks for the military, U.S. government employees, TSA agents at the airlines. They're the world's leading risk consulting firm. That's who deals with our identity theft protection. Legal Shield is the largest network of provider attorneys in North America. I heard somebody say that. I wrote it down. I say it anytime somebody asks me about our company. Who are you guys? Right? It establishes that credibility. Right? And when you hear these calls, I would pay attention to stuff like that. Pay attention to what Tony Petrella is saying when he only has 15 minutes to talk to your prospect, trying to be as effective as he possibly can. Very, very important to notice that. So the calls that are going to be live, this number is going to change about every 2 weeks. You're going to have a different theme. Please write this tool down. So what do you have? This is one of the tools, 832-225-5021. If you dial that number, it's always playing. You can play it at 2 a.m. at night if you wanted to. Who do you think is going to do a better presentation? You, who just saw one presentation in your life, or Tony Purcell, who's marketed thousands of plans? Okay, I can promise it's the person who's had the experience, okay, and for the newer person, okay, and it's approximately 15 minutes. Past calls will be archived and accessible 24/7 by dialing 704. So as soon as the pastor's call comes up on November 14th, this military call is going to drop down to this call, and it's going to join the parents. So right now you can call this number and get a hold of the parent call. So if you're on to somebody who could use some extra money and they're a parent, you can call this number right now. As soon as this hits, the military is going to be there as option two. They're going to archive these guys for you. I think that's one of the most brilliant ideas that I've seen as a tool. In 2008, I personally recruited 132 people in 2008. I'm not saying you have to do that. I got a good friend of mine that recruited 40 people and he makes over $250,000 a year. That's Chris Hughes. You know, his story is very impressive that he was able to do that and build his income, 40 people to the six-figure ring, and then obviously eventually grow up to the 250,000. You know, but I recruited about 132 people. About 100 recruits, personal recruits, got me to the six-figure ring. That was my story. But probably at least 80 of them, I started with a physical. That was just my system in 2008. That's just what I used. So I'm just saying it works. I love physicals. That's what I used that whole year, is a physical similar to that. Performance goals. They put out a 15% performance goal from this time last year. So associates, I won't spend a lot of time on this, but this is when you've got somebody who's paying for, you know, one thing he said last night, I think I heard it before, but he said, you know, every 2 days we are paying for a new BMW every 2 days in the company right now. Every 2 days. That's crazy. I remember just in the last few weeks, I've had one associate after another associate drive up to my house in their new BMW, and I'm just thinking, this is awesome. Mr. Lucas Hill got his, Sonny got his, Sheriff has qualified for hers, you know, looking, you got, you know, ours when we got ours, you know, it's just awesome. Jared Black and Jenny, they got their BMW. Scotty Hill, I just checked out his new white BMW sitting out there with Scotty. Good job, Scotty, that's awesome. New BMW. So you got all these new BMWs, the company's paying $500 a month for their car. When they throw out amazing things like this, guys, we have to thank them. And I think when Rip Mason and the corporate advisory board, executive advisory board, throws out a challenge, I think we should step up out of gratitude and to say thank you. And if you think I can raise my business 15% from last year, I'm going to do it. And so get on some mastermind calls with your team. If you marketed 50 memberships last year, grow yourself to 58 memberships. Which grows that 15%, whatever it might be, for your organization. All right. In November and December, Legal Shield is asking associates to deliver a 15% increase. Use the recruiting incentives, targeted recruiting calls. I love those recruiting call guys. And to increase the recruiting. Another thing I'm going to point out about that recruiting call, Will, I'm going to use it as an example because it's fresh, it's new, I love it. Kai Gehring makes $100,000 a year. He watched the DVD. You know what her next step was? She put him on the phone with a third-party person. So that's a clue. If you're new and you're showing somebody something and you're trying to whip out the application and sign them up, and you're failing at that, if they're not signing up, then I suggest learn how to do a three-way call with your support team. Because the three-way call, that gets it off you. What did you do? Hey, listen to this. I don't know if you'll be interested or not, but I'd really love you to know what I do. You got a minute? Great. Grab a pen. Connect them. Hey, what did you like about that information you just heard? You like that the company pays every day by direct? That's exactly why I started 5 years ago. I learned that if you do work on Wednesday, you get a money in your bank account on Friday. This is called mirror matching. And I said, in fact, while you were watching that information, I was able to get a hold of one of the leaders in the company. And this person, he's just had a lot of success. But more importantly, he's so down to earth and he's just so much fun to work with. He only has a minute. I just want you to hear his perspective and he can answer any questions that you might have. How much work did I really do? Check this out. Tony Patel does the work. What did you like? I mirrored exactly what he said. Talk to this guy. Guys, how much work did I do in that whole process? I learned how to do the transitions. I learned how to get out of the way. I learned how to make six figures getting out of the way. And that the training you're about to see is basically going to teach you how to do that. Set activity goals to increase membership sales by 15%. How many will you invite to, you know, things? Work with your team to increase your organization, recruiting and memberships by 15%. Dave Savula makes millions of dollars a year with our company. Can you imagine making over $10,000 a day, every day? That's crazy. Sorry, side note. That's the type of income that's pulling in. But he rose his team 22% off of this challenge. With a huge base like he's got, guys, that's like moving the Titanic. But he did it out of respect for a challenge that was thrown out. Now is the time. Our corporate team has done an amazing job delivering superior new tools, new training, new incentives, and more. Our staff in Ada, Oklahoma continues to deliver outstanding support. Our provider firms are more dedicated than ever before to serve our customers with excellence. Now is the time for our powerful independent field associates to rise up and drive membership and recruiting results that we all deserve. The focus that they've had on just the quality. Here's Tony's tips, guys. These are big. The how-tos, you're going to hear us say they don't matter. For those people who want to say they do matter, here they are, okay? This is your moment. Here's the how-tos, okay? The real how-to, the people who know why will always, and the people who know how will always work for the people who know why. So figure out why you're doing this business for your kids, for your whatever first. But here's the how-tos. Pique their curiosity. Give a compliment. Step number one, give a compliment. This is for an exposure. We do 2 exposures a day. That might be 60 a month. Even less than that if you're just doing Monday through Friday. But if you look at a year, if you just did 500 exposures throughout the year, guys, you're not going to screw this up 500 times. If you let Tony Pichel do the talking on one of those calls, I promise he's not going to screw it up 500 times, okay? All right, but give a compliment. This is to get a new person in front of the information. Can you do 2 a day? Yeah, you're going to see that these take about 30 seconds to do an exposure. Use a transition statement. So write that in your notes. Give a compliment and then use a transition. We do have to master the transitions, right? That's probably the biggest thing we should focus on when you're new. Master those transitions. It does take work to do that. And ask a question. All right, here's an example. Here's giving a compliment. I appreciate all that you do for our family. In fact, I'm working with this company, whatever. You know, now that's the opening. That's the compliment. The next, here's another compliment. You have great customer service skills. A waiter does a great job. She comes in, how was your food? It was fantastic. In fact, how long have you worked here? 6 months. You like it? You love it? I can tell you love it because you're so good with people. In fact, our company is looking for people just like you. Are you open to making additional income around working here? How long did that take me? Does a waiter get mad or cry when you say you don't want water? I don't get mad when somebody says they're not open. It's not a big deal. I just throw it out. I just add it to my conversation. And if they're not interested, I say, well, you know, thank you anyways. You guys did do awesome here. Done, right? So give a compliment. This is totally Tony's. There are people that dim a room and there are people that light a room. You definitely light it. Sounds a little cheesy, but Tony pulls it off. Have you ever heard of him? Right? It's really good. It's really good. Okay, use a transition statement. I've never used this one. I heard Kate using this one all day yesterday. It was hilarious, and it was so effective. $600 million was just invested into our company and a new marketing plan is in place. We're expanding in the area. Are you open to making additional income? Guys, tell me that's not a powerful thing. $650 million, you're expanding? Oh, yeah, I'm open. You know what? You got a minute right now? You know what? Maybe we can talk next week. I'll let you know if something opens up. Just giving you some examples. I'm having a grand opening for my new business. I don't know if you'll be interested or not, but I'd really like you to check it out. I think I found a great way for us to
get that boat that we always talk about. I think I found a great way for us to find more time to spend with our kids. You know how we're always talking about that? You guys got it? Our company is looking for sharp people just like you. It's a right? That's your compliment. There's something I want to show you. You may or may not be interested. It'll take about 15 minutes. So you're already letting them off the hook. Ask a question. Do you keep your business, income, or financial options open? I won't say all of them, obviously. Choose the one that flows for you. Do you heard the waiter? Yes. Okay. There's something I'd like to show you. Guys, number one income earner, this is his line. There's something I'd like to show you. You may or may not be interested. It'll take about 15 minutes. That's Dave Sewell, number one income earner's line. Okay. Ask a question. Do you keep your business, income, or financial options open? Can I count on you to help me out by attending my grand opening? You're just asking for help. They may or may not be interested. Can I count on you just to be there? Even if you're not interested, maybe once you know what I do, you can send some people my way. I just think I'd love you to know what I do. Right? So again, you're letting them off the hook right at the beginning. Are you open to looking at other opportunities? Another question you could ask. Do you know anyone that could see some extra income or could use? That's a question I used a lot because it was so indirect. I'd ask them at the, you know, I do the parties, you know, at my house, and we'd have just a good time, and I'd run into one of my old buddies, and, you know, we'd be talking, and he'd tell me how much he hates his job. Talk about an opening, right? I'd say, hey, you know what, it's funny you say that because our company's looking for people. Do you happen to know anybody who's looking for work, or are you open to making additional income yourself? Guys, that's so, it's not pushy, right? I'm just asking him, does he even know somebody else? Maybe he's not it, maybe he knows somebody else. But I'm just asking. And they say, no, not really. It's not a big deal, right? You just move on. Or they say, yeah, dude, I am. It's funny, when the company bought our new BMW, it's interesting how many of those conversations open up real quick. People want to know what you do, right? So go get that BMW. You're 12 months away from it right now. Do you know anyone that has great leadership skills and loves a challenge? That's a good skill to recruit up, right? It's good to recruit up. On a scale of 1 to 10, we're all fives, okay? Just consider yourself a five. If somebody looks up to you and they respect you, little brother, whatever type thing, you know, you could say, hey, this company's looking for people, and you've got to come check this out. You could just tell them to come, right? If they're your peers, you can almost treat them like you look up to them, or they're peers. You want their advice, right? But this is a great one to recruit up. Somebody who might have a better job, better car, better, you know, whatever, leadership skills than you feel like you have, so you can ask for their opinion. You think I'm going to go to a Rip Mason and say, hey, look, I can show you a way to make some real extra income. Come follow me. Guy that makes millions, right? But I could say, Rip, you've had so much success in business. I was just really curious if you mind checking this out and just giving me your professional opinion. Is that a different way to talk to a professional? Okay. All right. Now put all three together. I hope you got some good notes. I'm going to talk to Mr. Hall about providing this on the state website, some of these lines, because I'd love everybody to have them. And I want you to understand, yeah, absolutely, we'll try to get them up there. So you guys can actually put them all together. You've got the compliment, you've got the transitions, you've got the questions. Go ahead and take any compliment, put it with just about any transition, and put it with any question, and just practice. Just get down with these things and just master them. Because then when the right opportunity is going to open up to you, because it is, I don't go out to go do exposures. Some people do. Some people are good at that. That's just never been my style. But I'll do exposures when I go out, right? You know, I'll just let people know. But you can use these. Here's an example. You have great customer service skills. Remember the waiter? Kind of similar thing. Our company is actually looking for people just like you. Are you open to making additional income? Are you open to other opportunities? Are you open to making additional income around what you do here? Okay, see, you just got your compliment, transition, question. We do two exposures a day, and we're talking about 30 seconds here, aren't we? Some of the associates know what I'm talking about when I say you'll sit there for like 30 minutes, like, man, I've got to talk to this guy. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to do this. You'll spend 30 minutes to go do your 30-second little thing, and you'll be shocked when they're like, yeah, I'll check it out, sure. I remember the first time that happened to me. It was a psychologist at the psych unit that I worked at. I thought about talking to him for days. And the day that I was going to talk to him, I was so committed to the 10 core commitments. We said we'd do 2 exposures a day, so I committed to have 14 exposures every week. But you could not go do 10 in one day. You had to do 2 a day. And I was so seriously committed. And I think it's the philosophy of it, not necessarily the act, but the philosophy of being committed to it was what helped me have success. I only had 1 exposure, and it was at 11:30 p.m. I worked the graveyard shift, so I had 30 minutes. And I'm not kidding you, this is what's going through my mind for the hour leading up to that moment. I was like, I've only got 1 exposure. I've already exposed him and her. He's the only one left. Oh, gosh, I'm so nervous. This guy's had a lot of success. He worked for New York Life Insurance. I mean, I was so intimidated. I later found out he had $10,000 a month coming in, whether he worked or not. You know, so he didn't necessarily, he wasn't struggling for money. But as clumsily and as horribly as you could possibly imagine, I said, hey, you know what? I know this sounds random, because it was completely random. I said, but I'm working with this company part-time on the side of this hospital job, and I'm loving it, but I understand you've had a lot of success in business. Would you mind taking a look at it for me and just tell me what you think? And his response, I've never been the same. I spent an hour and a half worrying about that thing to say. He said, sure, yeah, what is it? What? Really? That was that easy? I said, yeah, sure, what is it? I didn't even know what to do. I went blank. Like, okay, website. You know, so I ripped off a corner of a piece of paper. It was the most ghetto exposure you've ever seen. I didn't have a car. I didn't have a DVD on it. I had nothing. I write down this website. I said, yeah, just check that out. And, you know, okay, now they told me to follow up. Okay, yeah, should I call you tomorrow sometime after you watch it? Okay, yeah, 6 o'clock. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll just give you a call around 6 o'clock. Then they told me that the average person takes about 5 to 7 exposures or follow-ups to sign up. Fortunately, I had that training because the first time I called him, he hadn't watched it. Second time I called him, he hadn't watched it. This is about 3 days later. 3 days after that, he hadn't watched it. The fourth time, I ran into him at work because he couldn't avoid me. I was at work. You know, I said, hey, have you had a chance to see that? Oh, you know what? I'm going to get home today. You know, at 6 o'clock. Oh, we want to watch. Just call me at 6:30. You know, I called him at 6:30. He didn't answer. But then I got a hit on my email that said he was watching my video. I was like, he felt guilty, so now he's watching it. He calls me and says, Ryan, I just watched the video. I said, yeah, I just saw that. What did you like best? He said, I liked everything. In fact, my sister-in-law's right here. She's a flight attendant, so she can kind of help us build our team all over the country. How do we get signed up? I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah, that was a huge moment for me. 4,000 memberships have been marketed because I committed to 2 exposures a day. 4,000 memberships, many of them paying me residual income, probably for the rest of my life, because I did my 2 exposures using basically this and having a tool, all right, having something to fall back on. Local events, use these local events. I knew this was going to happen. I received the slides and it had these blank spots. All right, so local events. Mr. Lucas Hill runs an event. How many here are from, northern Utah, Salt Lake City, north? Let's hear a shout-out for the Layton Marketplace. All right? You guys know when your event is. You've got a briefing every Tuesday night. Starts at 7 p.m. Some people think it starts at 7:30. You're wrong. It starts at 7 p.m. Why does it start at 7 p.m., 30 minutes before the time the briefing starts? Because that's when you get to create the environment of success and fun. You leave your problems in the trunk. You show up to that event. And you just have a ball. You have a good time. You create that environment. A little tip, guys. Do not talk about the briefing before the briefing, please. Associates, don't give them the briefing before the briefing. You think you could do a better job than Mr. Hall did tonight? I'm still trying to work on it. You know what I'm saying? But I would rather him do the talking because you don't know how many red flags you're throwing out with every word you're saying. You might not even know. Jenny, my good friend, how many things did I tell you about this business before you showed up here today? Like nothing. Legal, something. Yeah, come. Cool. Signs up. Right? But that's the point. Is I don't want her to judge me. We're old high school friends. I want her to judge this incredible company, and she can make an educated decision. Right? It's not my job to go twist her arm and sign her up. It's my job to get her, let her make an educated decision. You guys follow? Use the tools and the events. So on Tuesday night, you've got that incredible event. It's moving locations. Luke, yeah, maybe I can tell them now. Fairfield, is it this week it's moving?
No.
Okay, so we're still at the Roosters. They have some suites, executive suites above the Roosters restaurant. right? So this week it will be at Roosters, so there's no confusion. We'll make sure that everybody knows when it moves.
And Dr. Mysterio is doing our
Guys, Dr. Millionaire Club member Dr. Hughes and Sherry Hughes, a week from that, are going to be doing that briefing. So make sure you build in strong for this Tuesday so they can bring their own guests to the next Tuesday. Do you guys follow how different that is? Don't wait. You don't want your guests showing up to that Dr. Hughes event. You want their guests showing up to that Dr. Hughes. Do you guys follow? You make five times the money if you think that way. All right, the event right here in Salt Lake, we've got a luncheon. We got two lunches actually on Wednesday. We got a business kind of focus or whatever shows up. I know Mr. George Wilkinson caters to him. Where's that luncheon right now? Golden China in Kern. So if you got people out on the west side a little bit, we run a luncheon also on Wednesday at Red Lobster, right south of Southtown Mall. Love it. That's what got me. Free food, right? It's not free. You pay for it, right? But you let your person know that they're not paying. Tuesday in Orem. That's a briefing out in luncheon. I'm sorry. Yeah, luncheon. And that's actually at Red Lobster too, right? Those are great environments, guys. You got top executives. Friday in Layton is at Banditos. Banditos. That one luncheon's crazy. It's like $6. So you're paying like $13 for two people. And it's, the environment's awesome. It's like you walk into a jungle. It's kind of cool. Right? I really like it. Right? It's the environment. Yeah. Southtown. Oh, thank you. Fashion Place Mall. Across the street from Fashion Place Mall is the luncheon that we do here at Red Lobster on Wednesday as well. So you can see all the events on UtahLegalShield.com. UtahLegalShield.com. Now you might ask, why is the table out front? Why are we paying money when we come here? Guys, flying in guests, paying for the rooms, paying for the hotels, supporting the briefing. There's a lot of nights you can find out that we don't pull a profit on the event. We don't have money to pay for the next guy that we're paying for their plane ticket, right? Luke Hill, Dr. Hughes coming in town. I mean, this is money that's coming out of pocket, but we as associates together for an event, like most of the Tuesday events, the Tuesday event, you pay $7 to help pitch in for the room, so it's not just Mr. Hill forking out a couple $100 that night. Does that make sense to everybody? So we might only lose $50 instead of losing $150 that night, right? So it's us playing team so we can help pay for those plane tickets and those kinds of things. This event, that's the same kind of concept. So I want everybody to understand that's why we do that. Guests are always free, you know, and you'll notice the trainings that we run. Their first training for any associate is always free. They don't come and get shocked at the door. We always let them in free, whether that's a basics training or whether that we've got a specialty training that's going on that night. So the briefing that we have here is every Thursday night in Sandy, right here in this room. You actually just come right through those doors. And you get to come to the briefing that's right here. It's always delivered by one of the top executives in the entire company. So again, let the events do the talking. Anybody see Mr. All? Right? Not yet. Okay. Next regional event. Insert name here. Bet you didn't, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't. Okay. The next national event, Destiny Now. I hope we got this video queued up. I'm going to go ahead and play a video here real quickly. But it'll give you an idea of what to expect. New associates with that free ticket, guys, they spend millions of dollars on these trainings. This is not like something you just show up and we throw a few people on stage. Millions of dollars they spend on these trainings. So the $150 almost helps cover it, but it doesn't even cover it. I mean, these are trainings that you would spend, if you've got a training from Aquavis, you know, combined with, combined with all these other companies, I mean, you're not going to be spending $150 for these trainings. New associates, it's free. It's incredible. Hopefully you have the video right here. Did somebody get the lights from me? don't know if you've been to an event and you guys saw them play that at the last Dallas convention because of what we just saw. I mean, you just got chills running down your spine because you realize what you're learning right now and you're just thinking, who can I get in front of this information 6 months from that point? And I just think right now, every week, if you're building your business in a proper pace, what you're doing is you're focusing on all the activity, those two exposures a day, what can lead to getting somebody to a luncheon or to a two-on-one sit-down, bring your expert with you, all these activities that you're doing throughout the week, all the people you're sending to the website, listening to the recorded call, you're watching the DVD with them, you're using the flip chart, all this activity that you're doing throughout the week is all for the briefing that you have that week. And I want you to understand that if that is not your focus, if you're building an organization, then you're not understanding the system. That's the system that has created hundreds of six-figure income earners. Dave Cibula, what is his three things? It's like a briefing a week. I mean, he just pounds up philosophy because it's the briefing. And I love what Brian Crothers says about your briefing. So all this activity you're doing it all to get somebody, starting with yourself, if nothing else, to that briefing so you can support your local marketplace, you can come with that positive energy and play team. It's not just whether you've got a guest. Brian Crothers, he says, never come to a business briefing without a guest. He pauses, and then he says, and never miss your briefing with or without a guest. So he's saying, never come to a briefing without a guest. So that's your focus. Make money. Get somebody there. But whether you have somebody there or not, be there. Support the environment that you're creating. Because this is not a business that's just about you. All ships rise with the tide. And if you're focusing on those things, then you're going to be able to have that a couple people at the business briefing. That eventually you're going to lead to more activity you're going to do the next week, more activity to the next briefing, more activity to the next briefing, and then more activity to the Super Saturday training. That now you can bring somebody. How many would have loved to have more people in front of Mr. Rip Mason today to see the credibility and the power of the leadership? How eloquently he was speaking. I was just thinking, man, that's our CEO. I'm proud to be working for somebody like that. There's somebody who believes so much and so passionate. He goes so many sleepless nights working his guts out for our company. And, the guy's already incredibly successful. Okay? Just real quickly, I'll go to the other slide, and if you could throw that video on. Yes. Absolutely. Give her a hand. Hey, Lisa. Awesome. Thank you. Great. Thank you. Awesome. It's exciting. It's exciting, guys. Now, here's the activity. Take a quick look, because Mr. Hall's going to go ahead and put up a video on the last slide, if we could. If you can find it. Do you think you can? Okay. So just real quickly, guys, go ahead and check this out, because we're going to put up a video here in a minute. But this is the activity. How many people are you going to invite to a live event? A briefing, luncheon, PBR, sit down, listen to a recruiting call, take a look at a video, or to whatever. All right, so I want you to start. Everybody pull out your notes, please, just for a minute. This business is not, it's not our goal to come here and get you excited about your business without an action plan. Because excitement, I can tell you guys all right now, let me just let you know up front, as amazing as Rip Mason was, and as good as you feel right now, 2 or 3 days later, it's not going to come down to how excited you are. It's going to come down to your work ethic and your commitment to your family or whatever reason why you're building this business. And if it's the activity that really matters here, then you need to set goals, proper goals, that will help you succeed and you grow in your business. So what are those proper goals? The goals are, how many exposures a day are you going to do with your warm market list or with total strangers that you might run into? How many of those 30-second little run-ins are you going to do? The company commitment, the minimum commitment, this is not the maximum, is 2 exposures a day. That's 500 a year if you're working 5 days a week. I promise you're not going to screw up 500 a year, no matter how bad you are, just like I mentioned earlier. So that's how many exposures are you going to do in the next month, 7 days, today. So write that down. How many exposures are you going to do in the next month, leading up to the next Super Saturday? I would double that number if you when you find out who's coming next Super Saturday, because you're going to want to have a lot of activity leading into that event. And then how many are you going to do in the next 7 days? How many are you going to do in the next few hours? Two a day is the minimum commitment. Start there if you're new. That's fine. Start there. Okay? Now, how many people are you going to invite to the Layton briefing that's happening on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Roosters, if you're in Layton? Now, write that number down. So how many guests are you going to invite this month to that briefing? Or if you're in Sandy, the briefing right here. Or if you're in Orem, the briefing right here. Or the luncheon at Red Lobster. Write the number of people down this month. Write the number of people down this week. So next Tuesday, next Thursday, how many people are you going to invite? Yeah. Briefing in Logan on Tuesday, luncheon. Oh, great. Guys, you got an executive director in the Logan marketplace. I would build into that. And thank you for sharing that. Yeah. St. George, thank you. You think he knows what he's saying? Top recruiter? Guys, give him a hand again. Awesome job. God, Chief. All right. Okay, so now we've kind of discussed what it is that it takes to be successful with this company. Find somebody who's going to hold you committed to those goals that you just wrote down. Find somebody who's not going to say, oh, you just got one exposure tonight at 11:30? No big deal, just do three tomorrow. Guys, if that is your workout partner, or if you are that workout partner, get a new one. If your workout partner is not here today, and you know what a workout partner is supposed to do, associates, get a new one. It's not working out. Because workout partners, I don't think, would have let the other one miss the CEO coming into town. At least somebody's not in the right place now. Is that fair? Right? Maybe they're going to be next month. I'm not saying they're a horrible person because of that. I'm just saying that find somebody. If you're ready to go now, get with somebody who's ready to go now. Get with somebody who actually wrote a number down and asked you to write goals, or who's willing to give it some honest thought and prayer, or whatever your thing is. Write those goals down. Get with that workout partner who's going to push you just a little bit further. Somebody who you can have accountability, the support, and be worthy to be that workout partner. You know, if you plug into the Tuesday event in Layton, have that be that the Super Bowl. Now tell me, any associates who've heard, I mean, multiple trainers, you hear six-figure incomer after six-figure incomer, executive after executive of people who build organizations, what is the number one rule, the number one thing to get right in your business? Associates, maybe throw out an answer if you know the answer. Your weekly business briefing. If you don't remember anything about my training or anything about what we talk about, you're going to figure it out by plugging in here in Salt Lake to that Thursday night weekly business briefing. You're going to figure it out because that is the number one rule. And then all the activity you're going to do is going to build into that event. Find a workout partner who is going to commit to that event and commit to the activity to build into that event. This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a workout partner. I want everybody to pay close attention. Some of us have seen this video, and I think those that have seen this video, we don't care. It tears me up every time I see it because it's somebody who can be pushed past their limits. This is what a workout partner should be. And this is what you're looking at when you're going to link up with somebody to be your workout partner.
Your attitude's like the aroma of your heart. If your attitude stinks, it means your heart's not right.
Sure is preaching today.
Mm-hmm. What?
How's your attitude, Brock?
It's fine.
Then you'll be okay with the death crawl, right?
Oh.
All right, everybody on the goal line. Get your partner. Let's go. All right, let's go. Show me something. 10 yards. Move it. Let's go. Let's go, Matt. Let's go. Go, Jonathan. Show me something. 10 yards. Show me some power. No knees. Keep your knees off the ground. Show me something. There we go. 10 yards. Show me some muscle. Show me some power. Give me some heart. Let's go. Very good, boy. Very good. Let's run it back.
Oh, man.
dude.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
A lot stronger than we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
The 50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing. I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I want you giving up at a certain point when you can go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. Now get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right. Let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go. It's going to be a good effort. That way, Brock. You keep coming. There you go. It's a good start. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go, Brock. Good strength. That's it, Brock. That's it.
Not the 20 yet.
Forget the 20. You give me your best. You keep going. That's it. Now, don't stop, Brock. You got more in you than that.
I ain't done. Just rest in a second.
You got to keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's go. Don't quit till you got nothing left. There you go. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Your very best. Your very best. Your very best. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. Don't quit on me. Keep going. Keep driving it. Keep your knees off the ground. That's it. Your very best. Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go. That's it. You keep driving. Keep your knees off the ground. Keep driving it. Don't quit till you got nothing left. Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on. Keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
But I have strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength. But don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn. It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. You're back. Don't stop. Keep going.
Too hard.
Just not too hard. You keep going. Come on, Brock. Give me more. Give me more. Keep going. 20 more steps. 20 more. Keep going, Brock. Give me your best.
Wake up, Brock. You're in the war zone. Brock, you are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Don't tell me you can't do more than what I've been seeing. You just carried a 140-pound man across this whole field in your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Coach?
Can I count on you?
first.
First?
What is it, Jeremy?
R160.
Guys, absolutely. Every time I see that video, I used to play sports in high school, and it was just that environment of people around you when you're in that weight room, when you're running those sprints. There's just something about it. If you've got somebody that understands the vision of what you're trying to do, who can push you just a little bit further, you got to understand the company you're working for. 40 years in business. You saw the credibility. You've got attorney generals across the country saying this is the best thing that's happened to the U.S. justice system in history. You've got people saying equal justice under law is what our country is founded on, and it's not a reality. He said last night, if you don't have access, if you don't have access to your rights, you don't have any. We're on a crusade. There's over 400 people making a six-figure income from home, thousands making more than $50,000 a year. And if we link arms and we push each other and we understand this system and we follow it, guys, you deserve it. And I'm going to go ahead with that, turn it over to the gentleman who taught me and has done so much for me. And thank you for pushing us. And thank you so much for your leadership, Mr. Hall. Turn it over to Millionaire Club member, Mr. Dave Hall.
All righty. I'm very lucky to have just so many incredible people here in the state of Utah that if I have to sneak away for a few minutes, I can just turn it over to just so many people. And, you know, Mr. Udy and Mr. Burns stepped up the plate and helped cover for a few minutes while I... Normally I'd do that trip to the airport a lot faster, but I was concerned about what he would think if I was doing 100 miles an hour to and from the airport. I'm like, drive the speed limit, Dave. Drive the speed limit. As much as this kills you, drive the speed limit, Dave. So, yeah, we drove the speed limit there and back, and that was a unique experience. Haven't done that for a long time. But I didn't drive in the left-hand lane. Okay? So, there we go. Thank you. Lead by example. Now, here's the real cool thing. Mr. Mason is just so incredible. I've known him for almost 2 years now, but only from the standpoint of we talk on conference calls, and I send in reports to him, and we email back. But never a, let's sit down and have dinner, let's, you know, and that's why it was so important for me. And I'm like, I've got to drive him to the airport. I've got to pick him up. I want that one-on-one time with him, to talk with him. And on the way to the airport, you know, he was looking at this book, and he said, if you don't mind, Dave, I'd like to hear from everybody in the state. So would you take this back to them and have them sign it if they didn't get a chance to, so that I can keep that there at the corporate office with everybody's thoughts. So I'm going to, would you put this back on the table where the tickets will be available afterwards? If you didn't get a chance to sign it, he would like to hear from everybody in the state. Take a moment, put a little something in there. You know, again, remember, there's probably a lot of other people who will be late in line. So just a little something. We don't need the Sermon on the Mount. If you had got it earlier in the day, you probably could have put the sermon in there. But now just a little thank you to him that he can put there in the corporate office, so that as people come through from all over the United States and Canada, they'll be able, while they're waiting there, be summoned through the book. It's like a time capsule. It's going to have your name in there. And how cool would that be, like 10, 20 years from now, to be visiting there with your kids and your organization? You're a platinum whatever in the company, driving your Bentley, and you stop in there, and there it is, sitting on the coffee table. And you're like, oh my gosh, I signed this years ago when he came for the very first time ever to the state of Utah. I know I'm in this book somewhere, and there it is. There's your little piece of your time capsule that you put in there. So think about what you put in there. And, you know, just what a heartfelt guy he is. I mean, not only has he reached all these prestigious accolades in his business career and everything else like that, having a law office here and one in London and in Germany. And I mean, this guy was big time. But where did he choose to end up? Right here with us.
in Legal Shield. But how down to earth is he? I mean, to just feel so comfortable talking with him about anything and stuff like that. And just the accolades he had for you guys. Let me tell you, when we drove here this morning, we were sliding all over the road and stuff like that. And he said, I can't believe how many people showed up with that storm you guys had. I mean, this room's full with the storm that you guys had. He goes, in Dallas? Like, they get a little bit of snow or ice on the road, and everything shuts down. People don't leave their house. My relatives live in Weatherford, right outside of Fort Worth and stuff. And you get ice on the roads, and, like, forget it. People don't leave their house for days. Because y'all had 6 inches, 8 inches of snow this morning in some places, and still you guys packed the house. He goes, be sure to tell them I appreciate their effort in getting out here this morning just to come see me. And I was like, don't say just come see me. I mean, heck, you have Mr. Rip Mason here. Absolutely amazing experience. And looking forward to getting him back here again when we can go have some fun with him. So how many of you last night made it out to our Performance Club dinner? Going to hang out with him. Awesome. Did you like that venue? Wonderful. I'll tell you, fabulous time. Not only to have a great meal, great food. And by the way, Ms. Kate Burns rounded up that location. It was a great location. Good food. And but the chance to then sit and just have a Q&A with him afterwards. And that is the most valuable thing to me. That one-on-one time in a small, intimate atmosphere. Because like I said, I've known him and he's known me, but strictly from a business relationship. Now to all of a sudden, to get to know about your family and your likes and everything else like that. How would it be if Mr. Rip Mason knew you on a first-name basis? And he knew about your family, he knew about your hobby, he knew about your likes. And you're walking through the convention center in Oklahoma City, and he sees you in the crowd of people, and he calls out your name, and he addresses you by first name. He says, hey, how are you doing? How's your wife? How's your kids? And he knows their names, and he knows things about you. How cool would that be? Wouldn't that be really, really cool to have someone of his caliber absolutely know you? You guys, it's these experiences, those Friday night dinners, where you get to know somebody. And that's why it is so important. If you can attend one of those dinners where you get to know them, on top of that, we let the people there last night know. Say, listen, he's going to be a real hurry. As soon as he's off stage, he's got to go. You have a chance tonight to get your picture taken with him, to, you know, be able to put something, you know, in your scrapbook. Look, I got to hang out with the CEO of this company and to build those memories. It's not very often. A convention, I mean, you're just not going to get that opportunity. But here, when we have these guests come in, you're going to get that one-on-one opportunity. So whenever we have those events, do everything you can to get into that elite group that get to go do that. Now, are you all ready to find out who's coming next month? Mr. Ramelsberg, I didn't have a chance. Could you come pull that up? Could you kill the screens while he pulls that up? December 8th. Get out your calendars. Block that out. December 8th, we have just an amazing guest coming in, $250,000 ring earner. That means he makes between $250,000 and $499,999 every 12 months. And the cool thing is this gentleman is completely as earned. In other words, this is just residual income coming in. Could you imagine having between $250,000 and $500,000 in just residual income coming in, whether you went to work or not? In fact, this gentleman last year had a pretty serious accident playing soccer. I don't know what the exact name. Tore his ACL or something like that. ACL, MCL, everything. Wow. It just blew it all. And so literally for almost a year, has hardly been able to walk. Surgery after surgery, tons of physical therapy. What would that do to your income if you had to take a year off? Now think about that. Could you still make your house payment if you couldn't go to work for a year? What about your Christmas? What about your birthdays and anniversaries and all those different things? How different would life be? How cool would that be, though, if you had a residual income set in place? That even if you took a year out of your life to just take care of you, you still were wealthy. That's the lifestyle that this gentleman has.
He's created a multiple six-figure income. And yet, this gentleman was a pizza delivery guy when he was introduced to this company, making a little over $4 an hour delivering pizzas. And now he's made millions and millions of dollars in this business. A lot of you already know who I'm talking about because you already know the story and stuff. But there's some newer people in the room that they're not familiar with the name. But we have none other than Mr. Kyle Kimbrell coming. Now, December 8th. That's going to be the Super Saturday. We're right now negotiating his travel schedule, but it looks like we're going to be able to get him in here on Thursday to do our Thursday night event here in Sandy, so that we can then go do something really fun with him on Friday. So not just a dinner, but how about something really, really fun? We've got a few different things that we're thinking about doing. We're going to take a group of people and go do something very fun and show him some different parts of the state of Utah. Now, there's a few different ways that you can get invited to this event on Friday. First way to get invited is be in Performance Club. Be in Performance Club. If you're in Performance Club, you'll always get an invite to the Friday events with our guest speakers. So that's the most important thing you can do is be in Performance Club. Next way to get an invite is if you're one of the five ticket holders. In other words, you'll be able to get a ticket today for $20 to next month's event. But if you get five, you'll get them for the price of four, and that also gets you an invitation into next month's event. Now, I know there's some people like, oh, Dave, you're just trying to sell tickets. You're right. You know what? I am. And here's why. You saw that video facing the Giants there with the football clip. Brock was used to doing the death crawl of about 10 yards. And they'd do it 10 yards, turn around, rotate. He'd get on the back of the other guy. And his coach asked him to do it again, but this time with a blindfold on. And he got down in his face and he told him, you can do more. Keep going. You can do more. Now, did Brock say, oh, of course I can do more? No. He said, it's hard. My arms are about ready to give out. I can't do anymore. And he kept just yelling at him, you can do more. You can give me more. I want more. He eventually made it the entire 100 yards. But how far did he think he went? He thought he only went 50 yards. But he realized he went twice as far as he thought he could humanly go. Let me tell you, about 12 years ago, 12 and a half years ago, somebody called me and said, you need to get to this event. And I said, I can't go. I don't have the money. My wife won't let me go. I'm dirt poor. I'm broke. I can't do it. I told them I couldn't. And you know what? They got in my face and said, you can. You can go. And quite honestly, I hadn't sold a membership for 4 months. Hadn't recruited anybody for 4 months. Quite honestly, I was in the company, but only by name only. I was on my way out of the company. But just like Mr. Burns pointed out, when you have a coach, they don't buy your garbage at 11:30 at night when they say, oh, you've only talked to one? Oh, that's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay to not do the system. It's not okay, I'm just going to be blunt, it's not okay for you to come back next month alone. I'm being honest with you. Your business is not growing if you're coming back alone. That's not okay. I want you to be a millionaire. I want you to be a ring earner. I want you to be successful. And here's what I know. The people that have more people on their team here each month are the ones becoming successful. And the ones that come back alone aren't. And I want you to be that successful person. Somebody said, Dave, you've got to go, even though you've got all these excuses. I went to that event. Because I went to that event, we became ring earners. Because I went to that event and spent money, my wife was not happy with me spending in lieu of paying my utility bill. I went to that event. We became millionaires. I want you to experience abundance. And as a coach, I'm going to tell you, coming back alone means your business isn't growing. I'm going to strongly encourage you, if you come back with more people here, your business is growing. Even if it's one other person means you doubled your business from 1 month to the next.
What if you doubled your business every month for the next 12 months? Start doing the math on where that starts to take you. You all heard that analogy. If you took a penny and you doubled it every day for 30 days, what you would end up with, it comes out to over $10 million. But the key is you've got to start somewhere with something. And what better time right now during the holiday season between traditionally over the last 13 years, November and December have been my biggest months every single year, November and December. Now, a lot of times people look at the holiday season and go, oh, but there's Thanksgiving and there's Christmas, big distractions. Here's what I found. That's the best time to talk about people about how would you like some more money for Christmas? How would you like me to help you get your kids what they really want this year on cash, not credit? How'd you like to wake up December 26th and not have a credit card bill? And or that buyer's remorse that you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe what I did put it. That's what I'm talking about, is people are so open to ways to make additional income over the next 60 days. It's the perfect time to explode your business. And if you guys see who we have, I mean, literally, I'm right now booking people for next fall. For next fall, I've got everything through the summer already locked down with ring earners and millionaires. We're now booking for next fall for your guest speakers because of what's happening. Imagine a year from now you get in your ring up here. Here's what it's going to happen if your team is growing. And we have the perfect time. We've got the momentum. We've got the incredible leadership. We've got the tools, we've got the trainings, we've got everything in place. Now the question is, do you believe in you? Do you believe that you can do it? I'm going to invite you to take an opportunity to do that. You can also sign the book. Did the book make it its way back to the back table? It's slowly getting there. It will be right after her, back at the back table. Get your ticket for next month for sure. If you can get five for the price of four, launch your business. With a huge explosion coming into next month with Mr. Kyle Kimbrell here. Ben, do we got his picture up on the stick? Couldn't pull it up? Go to UtahPPL.com. You'll be able to see it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming out today. What? Okay. We'll put it up here. Get your tickets to get the book signed, and I'll get that sent off to Mr. Rip Mason. Thank you all for coming out today. We'll see you all December 8th.